Father, I just truly thank you for this day. I truly thank you for your love, your goodness, your kindness. I thank you for a real great, prosperous, wonderful week. I thank you for vision, direction, clarification. And I thank you for heart, God. I thank you for focus. And I thank you for how you just, where you bring us from. We just thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much for joining my fellowship. And I have been thinking this morning, so really about our direction and how and being in alignment with God. I was really thinking about how, you know, we can, if you're not doing the things or if you're not really practicing, then you become out of alignment. You come out of, you know, out of focus, and then you're not aligned, you know, and then you don't feel right. And I have seen, like, I started right back in my old gym, and I felt like it was just, you know, it was the little things that God tells you to do, you know, and that thing really made a huge difference. I felt happy. I felt great. I felt like that was a really, really, that was my place to stay. And it's just like within what we do. If you are, you know, if you become unfocused, you focus on the negative, you focus too much on the world, then you become out of sorts, out of alignment with your within your mind. You're not getting your answers from God because you're hearing the answers from the world. Then the world brings you into confusion, and then you become cold. But the verse of scripture that really has stuck out to me for the last week is a double-minded man, two-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So this has really actually hit me very much, because you're either make a decision and you stick with it. And, you know, this morning even I was sat and I was thinking, well, I was in the gym and I was sat down and I was like, oh, well, am I doing this? Am I not? Am I... And then I thought, just make a decision. What's wrong with you? And stick to it. And I'm just kind of going from starting this, because this is what's happened this morning. But the decisions we make need to really be steadfast and really in prayer time, really in alignment with God and not in alignment with the old person or the person that you used to, you kind of like, where God has brought you from, keep those practices, don't go elsewhere, you know, don't go where, you know, it may look good, or, you know, why do we always need more? You shouldn't. If it works, then stay. Mm. Stay where it works. Stay where, you know, where God has placed you. And I was really thinking, you know, where was my best times? Where was I best in alignment? And what was I doing different to what I do now? What's changed? And the only thing that changed was the focus, but God really wants our heart. He wants to, so my prayer this week is, God, ensure that my heart is fully for you. Fully not, I don't want the world, I don't want anything. Because if we're out of alignment, the world can kind of give their ideas, you know, the world could give that idea, this idea, that idea, and if it's not of God, then it is confusion. And God really wants you to make a real sound mind decisions within your life. He doesn't want you to be in any type of mind of being, you know, unstable. Mm. And it is a stable mind if you're confused by this, confused by that. And if you are not steadfast in your thoughts and you're going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, then recognizing that God is the one who is going to, when you need to sit with God, because God has got the answer, he's got the solution for everything. And if you are unsure, then go to God. What do you need in that time? You really need prayer time, you really need direction, you really need clarification, and you need to build your relationship with God. You need to be building up what God is giving, you know, what God is saying. We have got the five fundamentals, and they are so important to do. And if you're not, but I do also think prayer time should be in this, the six, you know, really good praying, getting your direction from God, and not getting your direction from the world, because the world knows what the world knows. But God is the creator of the heaven and the earth. He knows every hair upon our head. He knows the solution for exactly what you need. But if you could be like in a really great place, and then you come out of line because you feel like you need more, and that's not, you know, yes, it's great to really want to achieve good things, but why can't you just be happy now? Be happy now, and then God will prosper. God will give. God can add. But if you're always searching for something else, you go around in circles. But God wants you to really be, have that focus, have that really that mind that He is willing and able, and not to doubt that, not to doubt that He is willing and able. He has got the biggest plan for your life, but if you could stop Him in your tracks. So don't stop Him in your tracks. Don't stop what God is trying to do within you. Don't stop what God is, the movement that God has got you on. Don't stop the momentum, because we stop the momentum. God doesn't ever stop anything, but we stop it. Maybe for like looking to the world, or you know, the lusts of the world is you say, you know, the things, or maybe we need this, or maybe that. Like, and then it becomes a little bit, I don't know, stagnant. So really ensuring that we're keeping our minds aligned and really doing everything with full heart. And like, I really have been praying. I was praying on the way up, because I walked from the gym as I walked, and I was like, God, like, where did I, if I've lost heart in anything, then I'm praying now. Give me heart back for everything that I need to obviously have the heart for, because the world has nothing to give. The world has nothing to offer. You know, you could have millions and millions of pounds in your bank, but you're still going to be in a bad place if your mind isn't straight, if you're not with God. I'm sorry, that's the way it is, and I know that. I've seen it happen. I've seen money, I've seen things come and go, I've seen this, I've seen that. So, God was really just showing me this morning about alignment, and I was sat at the end of the bed this morning, and I was like, oh, just thank you for this day, and what do I need? What do I need to do? What do I need to, you know, what do I need for this day? And He pushed forward, and He gave me this thing. So I feel, I don't know, I feel like I'm getting back to Becky, rather than, but a few, you know, mind decisions just need to be made. And that third one, it sounds so silly, going to my old gym, but you've got to think, that's where my whole thing started. That's where it started, and the running machine's completely different, and the environment around you, I think it really does matter, and I'm so comfortable there, very comfortable. So yeah, that was the first step. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share.
Wonderful, that's a great sharing, Becky, thanks.